Summertime is just around the corner, and that means crowded parks, golf courses, and community swimming pools. This may be the last lap for O'Neill Pool on Bloomington's west side. The 44-year-old aluminum pool may not be able to open next year. Its kiddie pool has already been closed for good. The city's other pool, Holiday Pool, is no spring chicken either. Bloomington aldermen will discuss the future of O'Neill Pool in the coming months, whether to fix the problems or aim a bit bigger. GLT's Ryan Denham met up with City Parks and Rec Director Jay Tetzloff at O'Neill last week to discuss the options.
So every time we start getting ready to open pools, there's always that, especially when you have two pools that are 44 years old, there's always the, well, how about this year? So as you can see, we're here at O'Neill, that we're not here yet. Our guys are over at Holiday getting it ready. But as you can see with pool empty, you can see the waves in it from the aluminum pool being pushed up. So you definitely can see the age of our pool.
So you're telling me there should not be giant waves in the floor of the pool. That's not a good thing.
That was not part of the original design. No, that's what you have when you have a 44-year-old aluminum pool.
Well, tell me more about the shape that the pool is in.
Well, every year it is that wonder when we get to April and May is if we're going to be able to open our pools. 44 years is forever when it comes to aluminum pools. Most aluminum pools are built to last about 25 years. So we've put every duct tape we know of, Band-Aid we know about, but we just know that both of our pools are going to fail at some point. In this case, we've already shut down the kiddie pool for O'Neill because it has a leak and it's under concrete. And by the time we did do all the work, it's just not worth it. We have to always be mindful of our resources, and so we decided to shut it down last year. Right now, O'Neill, we hope to open this year as the big pool, but next year there is a state mandate of a fix we have to do with a drain, and we're trying to figure out exactly what that cost is before we can make that determination if it's worth opening the pool for future years.
You phrase it as we may open this year, so is there some uncertainty about that?
It is our intention to open it, but we are working with the original pumps, filters, everything's original. We have not done anything new here for many years. So when we start getting it ready, we clean out what's been collected over the wintertime and we start working on getting it filled. You just never know.
What's been like the biggest thing you've had to do here from a maintenance repair perspective?
The kiddie pool had a pretty significant leak going into last year. And by the time we tear up all the concrete, try to find that leak, and it might be something we can't even fix once we dig down. So we just felt it was not worth the resources to do all that work for a pool we may not be able to use anyway.
Well, how popular is this pool in the summer when it is open?
Well, you'll see groups out here pretty much every day utilizing this pool. With this being on the west side of Bloomington, a great opportunity for people to come out, walk here, utilize the pool that's here, the slides, the diving board. It's just, it's a pool that definitely is used, and we'd hate for it to go away and not be replaced.
Yeah, so can you talk a little bit more about the amenities that this pool has or doesn't have versus Holiday, versus the aquatic centers in Normal, versus what other municipal pools have?
It's hard to compare our two pools, either of these pools, the O'Neill especially, with the two that are in Normal. The pool that we've proposed is gonna rival, if not beat, the two pools in Normal. So we're excited about the possibility of that. Here, the two slides, the diving boards, those are probably the two things for us. The diving boards are probably the biggest because those have a tendency to be going away in a lot of pools these days. So that's something we have here that people might come here if they want to do diving or, again, like the swimming lanes for competition.
Well, let's talk more about the range of options available to the city as the council makes a decision about what direction to take this place. What is that range from just fixing it again to doing a full aquatic center approach like you've sort of described here?
We've, per the city council's request, we went out and asked our consultant that we hired to do our master plan and the feasibility study for this pool, this park, not just the pool, the park. And one of the things that came up during the discussion with City Council is, well, what would it cost to replace what we have here? And so through our consultants they've talked to, it's about a $5.1 million just to replace what's here. To build what we proposed is $6.1 million. So it's about $1 million more to add all the amenities that we are proposing. The cost recovery that we'll get back with the proposed is phenomenal compared to what we make now. So right now, with our current pool, we're making about $32,000, 32%. So of every penny we're spending, we're getting about 32% back. In the proposed, it's about 85%. So that's one of the reasons we're talking about a bigger, better pool. It's I use the analogy. It's like if you needed to get a new computer system for the internet, and you have dial-up, why would you get dial-up again? You'd get the high speed. And this is the way to rejuvenate the west side of Bloomington, rejuvenate this park, and really make a destination park within our system.
So the difference between just kind of replacing what you have and going to that next level of a more of a full aquatic center is only $1 million?
Correct.
We talk about cost recovery. That's a concept our listeners may not be totally familiar with. So how do you recover more money later on? What are the things that change that would bring in more money?
The biggest thing with once when you build something of quality, you can get more money for admissions. We'll sell a lot more passes to come here. People will come visit more. All these different amenities that we can add and offer will draw people to this part of town, which helps. We talk about cost recovery, that's great, but we also talk about economic impact. We're not far from Market Street and all the fast food that's there. So even though we'll have our own concessions, we'll be able to draw that money off of the interstate, come for our pool, and spend money here on the west side.
So that's an opportunity you guys see because, you know, these small towns around Bloomington-Normal, they don't have probably any municipal pool, much less an aquatic center level thing. So those are places you could draw from?
We believe we definitely could see some people coming in from out of town to visit this pool once it's built. It should be one of those draws to get people into town.
So what is the difference between an aquatic center and a pool?
For us, we call O'Neill what we have now a pool, a big empty bowl. When we get to aquatic center years, there's a little bit of rides, like we're talking a lazy river, we're talking about more slides, flumes. So there's more things to do than just swim. It adds a more of a entertainment feature to just coming in and being part of at the pool.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm at O'Neill Park on Bloomington's west side speaking with Jay Tetzloff, director of the city's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Arts Department, about the future of O'Neill Pool. Across the parking lot from us, four teenagers are using the skate park. I asked Jay about how a major makeover at O'Neill would impact the rest of the park, not just the pool.
There's been so much talk about the aquatic center and the pool, but really this is a rejuvenation of this park, without a doubt. So like I said, with the exception of softball and baseball fields, everything else is going to change. So as the pool goes out to the parking lot space, we got to make more parking, and this will truly be a destination, so we'll need more parking for all to take on all those new cars and people coming to the park and to the aquatic center. The skate park, which is being used right now, will move it and enhance it. The goal will be to make it bigger and better. The tennis courts are not used very much, so we'll, for the most part, turn those into pickleball courts. We will lose the small baseball field, but we feel we've got enough space across the city to be able to accommodate that. Playground will be a larger playground. We'll actually move it over by Sheridan Elementary. Sheridan actually hosted our public meeting that we had on this topic, so obviously they're very in favor of us doing all the work that we're doing in here. It's a neighborhood school. It's a neighborhood park, so we're happy to be able to improve it. New playground, dog park will be far on the north-hand side, some creative play areas, just hopefully something for every single age, and the majority of people who enjoy a park might come here, much like Tipton, McGraw, Miller have become places where everybody goes because there's always something for people to do. O'Neill will be one of those parks too. We'll have a trail going around the majority of the park, so again, those people who want to come out for the walk. I walk in our parks that's near me just to get some fresh air, take the dog for a walk. People can do that here as well. So a lot of things for everyone. It's not just about a pool.
What are some things that you think the public should be thinking about over the next few months as the city council chews over this issue of what to do with O'Neill Pool?
You know, it won't be an easy decision for city council. We know that. We know we have some financial issues within the city. This project is the number one project within the Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Arts Department. It is a pool that is needed for, we teach kids how to swim, and we feel that's a life safety issue for us, and that's important for us to be able to continue to do that for kids that are in this area, in addition to drawing people in the town. But you know, this will rejuvenate this part of town. That's a big thing for us. Does it have a big price tag of $10 million? It does. And we know that. We understand that. But we believe what we're going to add in, for value to this park and this part of town, get people into the west side, that they'll be very important for the neighbors and for this part of the whole city.
When you say $10 million, that's both the $6 million for the aquatic center and then all the new stuff for the rest of the park, like the dog park?
So if you can imagine O'Neill Park as it is now, leaving the baseball and softball fields for the most part alone, everything else is going to be changed. So everything in this park will change with the exception of the baseball and softball fields. We'd love to upgrade those, but we also want to be mindful of the budget. They're in decent shape now. They're just kind of tired, just like a lot of things in this park. But we will rejuvenate this entire park with the $10 million price tag.
You've got a citywide vantage point of all the different parks you guys have and how certain parks stack up. What would something like this project you're describing, what would it do for this area?
You know, we hear a lot about east-west. With our park system, with the bigger parks being on the east side, I'll usually counter with that saying, but most of our amenities are on the west side. Pretty much both of our pools are on the west side, the zoo's on the west side, the Miller Park Pavilion, and I can keep going. All the golf courses are on the west side. So I don't necessarily buy into that, but I don't want people to think that we are biased on one side. We look at the greatest need for our department and for the community, and we know this pool has a short lifespan of what's left. We've already exceeded it by almost 20 years. So we understand that we don't want this pool to go away because of what it is to the community. And if we don't replace it, it's going to be gone. And getting something to replace after it's gone and people have forgotten about it, that'll be a lot tougher than replacing what we currently have.
That's Bloomington Parks and Recreation and Cultural Arts Director Jay Tetzloff speaking with GLT's Ryan Denham. The future of O'Neill Park will likely come back before the Bloomington City Council in the next few months.